words of the prophet Isaiah. I'm reading now from Isaiah chapter 56, verses 1 through 8 in the Common English Bible. The Lord says, "Act justly and do what is righteous, because my salvation is coming soon and my righteousness will be revealed. Happy is the one who does this, the person who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath, not making it impure, and avoids doing any evil. Don't let the immigrant who has joined with the Lord say, 'The Lord will exclude me from the people.' And don't let the eunuch say, 'I'm just a dry tree.' The Lord says, 'To the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, choose what I desire and remain loyal to my covenant. In my temple and courts, I will give them a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give to them an enduring name that won't be removed. The immigrants who have joined me, serving me and loving my name, becoming my servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath without making it impure, and those who hold fast to my covenant, I will bring them to my holy mountain and bring them joy in my house of prayer. I will accept their entirely burned offerings and sacrifices on my altar. My house will be known as a house of prayer for all peoples, says the Lord God, who gathers Israel's outcasts. I will gather still others to those I have already gathered." This is the word of the Lord.
Time to introduce to you our preacher. Our preacher is someone I went to school for first theological education with. You know, it was really funny. When I went to college and I met him, he was first year, and I just entered, and he said, "You know what? You're going to be with me in the same room." I said, "What?" He said, "Because I'm from Connodis. You know, we are from Connodis. We have the diamond. So it felt that I have a lot of money, you know." And so we spent several years together, and we worked in the same church for a couple times, two churches. And we used to sleep together. It's on the same bed, you know. It's not like in America when people sleep together on the same bed. They say, you know. Our preacher is someone, he's a dynamic somebody in the Sierra Leone Annual Conference. You know, and he is presently the pastor of our cathedral, Key Memorial United Methodist Church in Sierra Leone. Those of you who will be fortunate to go to Sierra Leone, you meet him. And he's going to take you all around the peninsulas of Sierra Leone, around the mountains and everywhere. You know, our preacher is someone who loves his people, you know, and he's been there for the conference, the Sierra Leone Annual Conference. And presently, he is the secretary to the Board of Ordained Ministry. They take decisions as to who is supposed to be a pastor or not. Even when you are called to do it, they will say, well, your call is from different area. Our preacher's name is the Reverend James Boy Cocker. Let us welcome our preacher this morning.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
It's amazing. And I want to thank the Reverend Daniel Sagbundema for such an awesome introduction. It's a great moment as we think about veterans, those who gave their lives, that this nation should be what it is today. We continue to remember them and to say, God, it was you in the midst of all of those that it happened. I will want to join all of us as we think about them and lift their families in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, We come before your throne of grace this day. We acknowledge you as King of our lives. Thanking you, O God, for all that you have done and that which you continue to do. We commit our lives into your hand. And for those who sacrificed and gave themselves up for the redemption of this nation, we pray for your grace. We pray, O Holy Spirit, that you will continue to be by the side of those they have left behind. As we gather together to listen to your word, we pray that you direct and shape our minds, that all will be to your honor and to your glory. For I ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let the church say,
Amen.
I bring you greetings from the members of the King Memorial United Methodist Church, and also from our resident bishop, the Reverend Dr. John K. Yambasu. We want to thank the United Methodist Church at Campbell for your generosity that was extended unto us as an annual conference when you decided to send the Reverend Daniel Sagbundema in sharing gifts to two of our prominent churches in the district. Bishop expresses his gratitude and appreciation to the pastors and members of the United Methodist Church at Campbell. We want to thank God for the bridge and the relationship that has been created. And we pray that God will continue to bless all of you and to give you his grace as you continue in ministry. Let me also thank the church for hosting our community, the African community, in ministry and in mission for God. Resurrection in the global community of faith. Resurrection in the global community of faith. Have you ever been told the statement, you do not meet our qualification, you do not belong here, there is no place for you, and therefore no need for you to come inside? This school is not for this kind of people. Oh, I am sure you have heard many of us say, oh, this club is for secular people, and therefore, no, stand outside. We have so many times and often again been denied access to places where we are supposed to be, but we are not. Friends, this morning, we are talking about the resurrection of the global community of nations. The resurrection of Jesus brought hope to his people. The resurrection of Jesus broke barriers in the community of nations. It brought access to God in whom there is equality. Let me state that. It brought access to God in whom there is equality. In spite of status, in spite of our race, in spite of our color, in spite of our background, in spite of our sexual orientation. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47, we see a community of people who are gathered together. They are engaged in one another's life, deeply devoted to the learning and understanding about the faith into which we have come to know. We have been told they prayed together. They shared meals together. They had the joy and gladness of being together, and they praised God together. No one was excluded. And I am sure that is the kind of community that would attract those who are not part of that community. The kind of community that others will want to be a part of, church. A kind of community that they did enjoy the favor and love of God. And scripture did say they were added daily to their number because of the love of God that they exhibited. Friends, central to the community and to the ethics of the Africans, it is significant and it's very important. The Luba people of DR Congo has this proverb. When you get meat, share it with your family, or no one will share with you when you do not have any. Are you with me? Did you hear that? Let me go over. When you get meat, share it with your family, with your neighbor, with your friends, or no one will share with you when you do not have any. The African understanding and context is that human beings are not only being created out of any other thing. Human beings or individuals are being created because of the existence of families. And we are a family. The church is a family. Whatever happens to an individual happens to that family as well, because we are all one. We have been reminded to live out God's call to be the people of love, the people of justice, the people of compassion, embracing all. Yes, we need to be reminded, church. There was an inscription that was written on the signpost. It says, "No black is to go beyond this area. No black is to go beyond this area." If heaven was supposed to be a club, and outside of that door, it has been written, "Descendants of Abraham only. Everyone else, keep out." Only descendants of Abraham. And I am sure it was not only the Jewish people that had access to God. The person who is pleasing to God in all that is being done and obedient to God's will, it's also a member of the household of God. I am not here to waste your time. All I want to say is that God is love. And as a community belonging to God, we need to love. As a community belonging to God, we need to love. The hymn writer says, "And are we yet alive? and see each other's face. Glory and thanks to Jesus give for his almighty grace. Remember, church, that we have been called to live a life of love, compassion, and justice for the world to know that we are children of the Most High God, extending hospitality to the strangers, to the eunuchs, and to the foreigners. No matter who you are, no matter who you are to be loved God's people.